You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
How about that test?
Oh, hang on, hang on.
Hang on, just 1 minute.
Yes.
I've become a bit Joden.
Sport.
I've become Joe Biden-esque.
This is sport.
I've suddenly become, I'm not long out of a facility. I am just interrupting you for 1 second before you start. Oh. I still have with me, we still have with us, Alex Witko.
Alex, I'm sorry about what you just went through.
And the only reason I asked, one of the main reasons I asked Alex to come in here in the first place, I never asked him in our chat. So we're just breaking into sport. And I
could Alex I say to Alex, this is imperative that you get this app going for old age care because this man opposite is senile.
Can you call it Minder? And get him a shag as well.
So he can press a button. What was I thinking?
I'm happy to concede all that. Senility is, this is the first stages of it. The reason I asked you to come in here a week ago was because when you're on a mobile phone, certainly the 12 series of the Apple phone.
They all do it now.
Sometimes a little green light or a little orange light comes up above the phone on the top of the screen, and you become suspicious, I do, about what that light is and why it's come on while in the middle of your conversation. What does that mean? That's the reason I asked you to come in here in the first place, and I never asked you.
I mean, the first thing is that I think it's important to recognise that that's a force for good. That light is a good thing.
Turn it up.
So there's two, there's an orange one and a green one. The orange one means that your microphone is in use on the phone.
Why is that good?
And the green one is that your camera is in use.
Why is that good?
And the reason it's good is, again, it comes back to what the company's trying to achieve. So Apple, they make money from selling devices. They know that we're in this privacy crazy world these days. And there are apps that make use of your microphone. So WhatsApp, for instance, can make use of your microphone to work when you have a call or something. And so what they're doing is they're trying to let you know that there is an application that is using your microphone. And that indicator is to let you know that some kind of application is using your microphone.
Now, hang on. What do you mean?
You're saying the indicator is a good thing, right? But the actual functionality isn't. I get out of the shower and I go and check my phone to see if anyone's rung me while I've been in the shower and the camera comes on.
Well, I mean, look, think about it this way. In the 80s,
That's FaceTime, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. He's saying that one of the apps at the time, it's letting me know that I'm in the nudge, right? And one of the apps has got the camera on at the moment, checking you out.
Is that right, Alex? Or is that?
So
how was that good?
Now think about it this way: in the 80s, you had a mobile phone. You don't know if the microphone's listening to you or not. There's no way of knowing. It could be in your pocket. It could be listening to what.
But
you're
the person
there was
the
no
end
phones
end
in
phone.
The 80s, mate.
Oh, well, maybe 90s.
Geez, you're young. Geez, you're young.
But just because you know, whether you don't know, what right have they got to monitor what you're doing?
Well, no. So the only time the dot will come up is when you're on a phone call, right, of some kind.
No, sometimes I'll just pick it up. It's got the, now that you've told me this,
yep.
Quite often I'll just pick the phone up and the green light's on for a bit.
Well, that's good that you know that now. Now you need to figure out which app it is that's listening or
perving at me.
It's good that you know that, but it's bad that they can have the strength of power to do that.
Well, I mean, I think when you install apps, it asks you permission. So typically people don't read those messages, but you click on allow, and Apple tries to give you that message to
me. No, they don't, mate. That's the product disclosure thing. It goes on for sheets and sheets and sheets of it. You can't read all that.
It's usually just a little pop-up that pops up when you install an app, and it says, hey, this app would like to access your microphone and your camera. Would you like to allow it? Everybody clicks on allow blindly, but that
because they think you won't be connected, you won't be allowed to use their platform if you don't say yes.
Well, that's
no,
true.
No, I mean, not really. I don't allow anything. I get those things allowed, and I just go
allow where you're speaking from or your location to be. But that's different too.
Maybe you don't see that dot then, Don.
What?
Maybe you won't see that dot then.
You probably won't see the dot then. But that also means you can't make, say, phone calls through WhatsApp.
But I can make phone calls to WhatsApp.
Well, then it's listening to you.
Then you've clicked on allow. But it should only listen when you're on a phone call.
It should only. It should.
I highly
I promise you, I'll do a screenshot next time.
Okay, I'll be keen to have a look. I'll help you fix it.
And so now that I'm back, can I also just help you out here and just explain to Sam there's a difference between free speech and hate speech?
There you go.
Yep. I'm not sure why you said
what's
that.
What's that got to do with what are we talking about?
You can't just let people. You can't let people just madly just say, let's all go down and beat up the local priest. I mean, that just can't happen.
I didn't say Parr allowed you to do that.
Well, you said that they let you say whatever you want.
I did not. I said
there needs to be some sort of
Alex, if you apologise.
If you will remember, I said at the start of this, I said free speech up until you are plotting terrorist attacks or doing nefarious things. I did say that. Well, I did say that.
Spreading mistruths so that people go and riot and break into the Capitol.
In whose eyes are they mistruths? God. That's the point.
But this is, I think this is the challenge. It's a blurry line, and we need to figure out where that line is drawn. No one can agree on it quite yet, but debate is the way that we
That's just a pragmatic, stupid thing you said then about I didn't say you could say anything about anything.
Well, that's why, because they were worried that after what happened at the Capitol, the parlor was allowing people to spread mistruths, continue to spread mistruths.
So just do the green and the orange light on the phones. That is intrusion. That is invading your privacy for their own use. And
no, but Alex said they give you the option to allow or don't allow. Is that right?
Don't.
So it's your choice, Alex.
But it sounds like they're using it for more than what you're allowing them to use it for.
Well, maybe you've got to become aware as an individual when you get those things, you make the choice. You've got to have a more informed choice than what they're giving you.
Yeah. But they don't allow... You can't stop the green or orange light coming on.
Sure you can.
You can cancel that app on your phone, can you?
Well, I mean, because it's worth separating. The dots come from an app that's using your microphone. It's not Apple. It's not the Apple phone. Apple's just indicating, but the app is using it. So whether it's WhatsApp or Facebook
So if you don't want the light to come on, you cancel the WhatsApp app.
You go into permissions. Into permissions and you change all your settings, don't you?
That's right, yeah. And so, but in saying that, I think pretty much almost every app now has some sort of functionality where you can record or use the camera. So
if you do that, you won't be able to use the apps.
Well, that's right.
Alex, what did you think of India's win yesterday in the test?
You're an idiot.
Well, this is sport.
Well, anyhow, you've cleared that up and made it unclear as to why they have the power to do that. Not your fault, you've made it unclear. I have no idea why they would think that they can listen or watch you or hear what you do just when they wish.
This is a perfect example. If you don't adapt, you become extinct. And we are going to become extinct because we will not adapt.
You're 75, Don. You're going to become extinct.
I understand,
anyway.
But it goes for all races, isn't it? If you don't adapt...
Adapt or die.
You do. You become extinct. You adapt or die. And it goes through life. It goes through races.
Too simplistic, Don. I don't want a green or an orange light to come on
to know
that Rod's in the shower with his dick hanging out. That's what I don't want to know. Alex, I'm sorry to end on that note. Mind you, you gave the fart analogy between having a fart and having a shit, I think, or something like that. I like that.
Force it.
Alex, thank you very much. We'll get on to sport. You're welcome to stay and chip in, or you can go.
Oh, I've got to go, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, Alex. Been terrific.
Don, go on. You're asking the sport question.
How about that test?
Hang on. I want it. What are you going to talk about?
The test.
How am I.
Okay, go for it.
I believe they did not get a significant recognition, the Indians. I reckon what they're one of the best teams in sport that I have seen for such a long time, this cricket team. The injuries, the replacements, the way they applied themselves, and not enough accent in Australia was given to this Indian
team. Oh, I think there is today.
Team.
If you read the paper,
injury depleted. That bowler that came in with a ponytail, what did he take, five, wasn't it?
Mate, it was incredible. Can I tell you,
was doing with that ball, this bloke, where's he been? If he was an Australian, he'd be bigger than big.
But I was just talking to someone yesterday at the time, and it was 10 overs to go, there were 60-odd runs to get, and they had five wickets in hand. And, you've got to remember, I know this sounds stating the obvious, but it's the five bottom wickets, of course, right? So you've got tail enders to go, and I would never have gone for it, and they did, and they didn't just get it. They
you know
did
what? There, I reckon it's far deeper than this. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Don.
Okay, I believe they've opened up the cricket over there. I know they have. They've opened up the cricket, so anybody can play. You know, there is a structure there that anybody can go through and come to the top. Whereas once before, it was exclusive. And it is the game in India. There's not a spot on an oval where they're not playing cricket. They'll play it in alleys and whatever else. And the big thing is they are hungry. And if you get a hungry sportsman, you've got a good sportsman. I don't believe that Australian sportsmen are hungry like they were 50 years ago. We are living in a very affluent society. Things come very, very easily to us. And you've got an Indian cricket team that came out here, and I should imagine some have come from very, very humble backgrounds. And
no, I agree. It's
and
one
they've
of
come through and they know how to fight.
It's almost the last place left where the football code isn't the dominant code in the world. So whatever that football code is, be it, you know, in Europe it's soccer, in North America it's football, cricket is their football code.
But it still applies to whatever sport. Boxing, whatever sport, if you're hungry...
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying I think that comes from the fact that cricket is their number absolute by far and away. It's like their European soccer.
They're going to be a power. They're going to be power for, I think, for so long.
Oh, they'll be forever. They've got 1.3 billion people to draw on. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, hang on.
They're right.
Yeah, that is right. They had a terrific win, Don, but let's not... elevate them. You know, they have been beaten
sat and watched it, John, I love test cricket. I can't handle a big bash in one day. I think it's an acquired taste. As a young boy, I didn't appreciate it. But you learn to, after a while, to appreciate it. It's a fine art. And if
like
you're coming
Brussels
into
sprouts.
It. What?
It's like Brussels sprouts.
An acquired taste, Don. So
they are not an acquired taste, Brussels sprouts.
So they
you either like them or you don't.
don't you like
Brussels
them?
Sprouts?
I eat Brussels. Yes, I like them. Brussels sprouts.
But I didn't when I was a kid.
What?
I didn't when I was a kid.
Well, what you about did a lot of things.
Turnips and parsnips. Did you like them?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't like turnips or parsnips. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with Indian cricket.
Oh, no, it's just like
Indian
Bullock's
cricket.
Car had nothing to do with the Indians going into Moama. Now, Don, and they put up with all the sledging and all the shayaking.
Who?
The Indians.
I don't know about this. That's a subjective thing. This sledging
they
thing.
They put
but
up
I'm
with
looking,
it.
And this is they the beauty, John. This is the beauty
yes,
about
Don.
Sport. You know, you're judged out there. It doesn't matter what you know. This is the beauty, and that's why it's got
Give
such appeal.
Give us the beauty
appeal.
Of sport again. What is it?
Well, you can do whatever you want to, and
out on the park.
On the park, and it doesn't matter where you've come from. You're all equal.
Like you. You did whatever you liked on the park, kick, gouge, spat on.
It's hard to have a decent conversation
with
this man.
Oh, is it?
I really pity those people who are going to subscribe to that winery tour.
Is it on?
No, why? Because I'm going to just...
Well, you're going to inform them about wine and winemaking.
No, I'm not, Don. Not at all. I will speak about things
well, it's
I
false
know
advertising.
About.
It's false advertising.
Well, why? I can
Well,
take
I read the I read it. And you are conducting the tour.
Well, I can conduct the tour. That is, walk in front of the group with a big balloon up above my head. Follow me.
The assumption is you're going to talk to Vintaneur, them about wine.
Is it the Vintaneur? Is that
no,
what
that's
his
not
name?
It. It's
Vigneron
or something. Vigneron or
the Vigneron, the man who makes the wine or the woman who makes the wine. I can just lead the troops through the various vineyards, and she can speak about the wine.
There's only one vineyard.
Oh, well, she can speak about the wine, or he can.
So they can find you amongst the vines.
That's right. I put up the balloon.
Yeah, I like it.
That's exactly right. And then they can, and then when I get to, when they sit down to repair to have something to eat, I'll chat to them, Don.
You know what I didn't ask Alex about?
What about your microphone, Don?
No, the microphone. I'm getting all these bloody
Don,
scoop on ads and
Don,
stuff on.
Don, your microphone, mate. Turn it around.
Oh,
God almighty. He had it pointing towards
He's pointing
us.
His thing,
Here
pointing
it
the back
is,
of
Winery Day, Winery Day with Sam Newman.
Yep.
Saturday, February 27.
Yep.
Okay, so Winery Day with Sam Newman. Where, so that isn't that giving you the impression that you're going to...
Winery Day.
It's done by Eventbrite.
Yes, Winery Day. Is it?
Eventbrite certain approved.
So where did you get Ivers Conducting a Winery Tour?
It's Stockman's Wine.
Yes.
49-71 Hillmarton Lane, Diamond Creek.
Yes.
Wine Master Class and Private Chat with Sam Newman.
That's right. Where
as
did you
we
get...
discuss, well, that gives you a,
where did you
a
get
Wine
the
Master Class.
What's the cost?
Oh, the cost. You're joking.
What is How it? Much?
$206 per person.
Oh, it's a nick.
Oh, well, what?
It's a nick. What's that's a cheap nick? As. That's, mate. You what? Get Sam, so you get you do all the all drink the wine.
I'm
drink,
not getting
you drink
good
about
enough.
$195 bucks worth of wine. And
a winery
Sam costs
day
you 11
with
bucks.
Sam Newman. An absolutely incredible and unique experience awaits you. Yeah, terrific.
This is He's the wine.
Strictly limited to 14 people only.
Don. 14, where did you get
a wine masterclass with 8 different wines, food, and a private chat?
Yeah,
with
where
Sam.
Did you,
what are you
where
talk
did you
about?
Get the idea that I was conducting a wine tour?
Well, I read
that
this.
That says nothing about me conducting a wine tour.
Photo opportunities are permitted.
That's with correct.
Who? With him, I suppose.
Well, no,
I
with the winemaker and what? The wine and the grapes. You can put your what? Head in between some grapes and pretend they're hemorrhoids. Don. You put your head in there and you can think you're a big turnip. Now, Don, that
the
is...
The winemaker is Richard Stockman.
There you are.
Jewel it's the name of the winery.
Oversees the Jewel in the Yarra, a stunning setting in the... Is the Diamond Valley in the Yarra Valley?
Oh, no, no,
no
mate.
It's in the Diamond Valley.
Yeah. That's exactly right. This is mis... Who's doing this?
Oh, so you think it's misrepresenting that I'm doing a wine tour?
I've already assumed that you're going to do the...
Of course the Diamond Valley's in the Yarra Valley.
Also included the tour experience in wine
mason. Why are they called separate? Why are they different valleys?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime...
Why is Northcote next to Brunswick? It's in Melbourne, isn't it?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Got you there.
I don't know about that.
Remember, the number of attendees of this event is 14, so you simply must get in early. How's it going? Is it selling out?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I've just been asked to attend on I Don't Run It.
They also do other events with Koch, Dimmer and the Cups.
Why don't you have a go at them? Who? Koch, Dimmer and who?
Koch, Dimmer and the Cups.
Okay, so will they
Which Koch?
What?
Which Koch?
Koch.
Oh, not Koch.
Oh, no,
as
no,
in,
no, that's between your legs.
No, Koch. I thought, are you talking about the Essendon captain or... What's he,
the
bloke?
The Essendon captain.
The Richmond captain?
Well, it says, Koch, Dimmer and the Cups.
But I'm saying, which Koch? Mr. or Mrs.?
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
His Mrs. might be a bit tense there.
Also heard something out of Hawthorn too.
Oh, what have you got? About time he come good.
Graham Wright left Hawthorn, did you know that?
Yes, because he's gone to Collingwood.
Yeah, why?
Tell me.
Oh.
Tell me.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Personality clash, I heard.
Between him and?
Coach.
What about?
I don't know.
You do?
I don't.
Well, you
but people
this
can
way.
Only work there for a certain time at Hawthorn.
Who told you that?
Oh, the word's out.
Come on, Don, just spill it.
No, I'm not. That's enough. You go and Don. Do some work.
So you're saying that Graham Wright and Alistair Clarkson have fallen out?
I don't
out
think that yet.
Well, and that's
can't
why he
work
left.
Together. I don't think they can work together.
That'd
the
be
word
falling
is,
out.
Which
that'd
is very, very out. Reliable. They can't work together.
Jeez, you're unpopular at Hawthorn these days, aren't you? You've upset them with the salary cap.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now this.
Yep.
So you pretty much can't talk to anybody who's been at that club since 1988.
And you know he came up and spoke to me at the funeral on Saturday?
What funeral?
Graham Arthur's.
Oh, yes.
Saturday.
Who? Dermot.
Jeffrey. Now, why would he talk to
oh,
me?
Don. What did he say? Hello, Don. I'm going to try and revisit this thing about making you a legend. Would you be up for it?
No, get fucked, Jeff.
No, don't be like that. I'm extending the olive branch.
What fucking olive branch?
Well, look, if that's your attitude, I'm trying very hard to placate the members who think it's a good idea because you saved the club.
Fuck the club.
All right, thank you, Don. I think that's the end of the discussion for the day. We'll revisit it next year.
All right, fuck you.
Yeah, that's how it went, is it, basically? Don?
Go the Hawks.
Yeah,
go the Hawks.
Yeah, all right, go the Hawks. We agree on that. You fucking dickhead, Don. What did he say to you? What did he say to you, stupid? Come on.
Who?
What did he say to you?
You're an idiot.
What did he say to you?
We're in church. We had masks on. We're in church.
So he didn't know it was you.
Made a mistake.
He spoke to you for half an hour. He said,
"A director said,
I'm speaking to Don Scott. What the fuck am I doing that for?"
Didn't you know it was me? I had a mask on.
No, I didn't. Don, what did he say to you?
A director sat between me and Jeffrey.
What did he say to you? Hello, Don. Nice to see you.
I wouldn't know. It was of insignificance. I just got on with the funeral.
What did you? Nothing. Were you speaking at it?
No.
Did you do a eulogy?
No.
What would you have said about Graham? And ladies and gentlemen, here's Don Scott, next premiership captain, who same as Graham, the late Graham Arthur. Don, welcome to the podium. What would you have said?
Hello, everyone. I was just not thinking about that. I was thinking about a couple of other things.
I was too.
Hello, everyone.
Did you play against Ian Law?
I don't know why you silly pricks are here. I don't know why anyone's come.
Have you seen Bullet?
Yeah, have you seen Bullet? And I don't know why you've come here today.
What are you doing?
Why don't you just stay at home? And why do we wrap people up when they die? Why didn't we give them plenty when they're alive?
What's going on at Cedar Meats?
Yeah, and Cedar Meats is still...
What are you doing this afternoon? What are you doing this afternoon? You've got a bit of manual work on. You've got the navy blue singlet underneath there.
The wife beater.
Hey?
The wife beater.
What, the navy blue singlet?
It's a wife beater.
No, he's got the bloody navy blue singlet on. He looks like a bloody worker. That's what the workers use.
He's a singlet.
It's a politically incorrect term that was used when you wear a singlet. It's called the wife beater because workmen and work people used to go home after coming out of manual labour and belt the missus. I mean, it's a joke. It's not a joke.
I've never heard that before. Never heard of the wife beater.
I'll Google wife beater. I bet it says
somebody that wears a navy blue singlet like a worker, a manual worker, is a wife beater.
Oh, Don, please.
That was a reference to the singlet.
Yes, because I'll tell you why. Because someone one day murdered their wife or beat her to death, Don. I'm not making a joke of this. And they were wearing one of these singlets.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true. And that's how it became known as a wife beater. And
Stella is also, over in England, they call Stella wife beater.
What? The navy blue singlet?
It seems a bit crazy when you're drunk on Stella. It's true.
You blokes are talking dribble today.
No, because aren't we doing such sport? A sheltered... Well, we were, and then you got onto the wine tour.
We should go on it, Don. Let's go on it.
Oh, no, I've got better things to do.
It's booked out.
Bullshit, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Wife beater singlet. Now, I Googled it. Wife beater singlet.
No, they're actually advertising that by
Bonds. There you are. Wife beater special. Look at that. That'd be pretty politically incorrect advertisement, that, I reckon.
You watch, that'll get cancelled.
Yeah, that'll be cancelled.
Oh, it's got tradies singlets, the original.
Yeah, but look what he Googled.
Googled wife beater singlet, and up it came, Don. This is the algorithm we're talking to Alex Witko about.
What?
Oh, not wife beaters. That if you put in a certain word, it comes up as an advertising gimmick. That's what we said. That's what Facebook are doing.
Okay.
Don.
Yes, Johnny.
So I was going to mention... Golf Digest. What about... I don't know if it's Australian Golf Digest. Did you send me this? What about this snivelling little prick... And I'm glad I can't...
I didn't send it. I don't know.
I can't remember his name, who said... that Golf Australia or World Golf or the Golf Digest should disassociate themselves from Donald Trump's golf courses. Oh. No, it's Don. This is Golf Digest. They play a lot of good tournaments at Doral and in Scotland at the Trump golf courses. And they said because the bloke doesn't like Donald Trump, Golf Australia or Golf International, the World Golf Federation, should dissociate himself for playing on any of Trump's courses. What a snivelling little prick that man is. What a politically sanctimonious, correct, woke asshole. Okay, seriously.
Okay. Something a little bit closer to home with regard to golf. Now, I, on occasions, coming up here, drive past... that private golf course in Mentone. It's owned by Crown.
Yeah, the Capital. Yes.
How hard is that? You've played that course. I see it. I drive past it. Nobody seems to play at it. Well, you can't see inside because it's got the the mow, the grass
and
mow.
It's electrified fence.
Yeah, is it really?
Yes.
Okay. How difficult is that course?
What, for people or for the cattle in there?
No, cattle. It's a golf course.
So
golf
why course. Is there an electric fence?
They don't want people to break into it.
They you can't use electric you really fence can't on people. Do that.
It's an exclusive.
You can't use an electric fence on people.
You can't use electricity like that.
Well, it. It
I
is,
thought of doing that on the farm, and I was told no. With the electric fence.
You've uncovered something here.
No, I haven't. As you drive past, you can see it. I haven't uncovered anything.
Well, they've got no cattle, so why have they got an electric fence?
Well, they might have cattle.
Anyway, tell me about the golf course. How difficult is the golf course?
Well, I tell you what they did.
Oh,
they
thanks, had, Don.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Don, I'm going to tell you this. When it was first established, in order to make it aesthetically appealing to overseas visitors, the Chinese and people coming to the...
From overseas?
To the casino to gamble. And the one of the perks was you go out to the capital, which is a beautiful golf course, and they had a tremendous array of fauna out there. They had peacocks and...
Well, they're not native.
Oh, I'm just... What did I say, native?
Oh, sorry. No, you didn't. You
I said fauna.
Fauna.
They had a tremendous array, an eclectic collection of fascinating animals out there, and maybe the electric fence was put
well,
on there.
Well, it is chain wire, Rod, so that could be the reason that so they
maybe
don't get away.
They
that's
put
right.
an electric fence up oh, so yeah, people couldn't...
You're getting back now.
No.
People couldn't... I haven't told you where it is. I'm just... So people couldn't get over the fence and pinch
yeah,
these exotic animals.
Okay, granted.
Oh, so it's still for people?
It's what?
It's still for people then?
Felons.
Now, anyway, tell me about the degree of difficulty at Capital. How does it rate?
Well, any golf course is difficult, Don, if you can't play golf.
Oh, isn't that? Isn't he sitting on the fence? He wants another invitation back to Canada.
No, it's a very difficult... They're all difficult courses, Don.
Who
it's
designed
a very,
it?
It's a Who designed it?
Yes.
That's a very good question. I don't think I know that. Maybe Peter Thompson. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who Lloyd Williams or... The Crown would have commissioned.
Was it? They were sand pits down through there. Are they sand pits that have been filled and landscaped?
I don't know.
Or was it just open area?
It was obviously open air. I don't think they pulled down any communities to build it.
No, I'm not suggesting that. It was Market Garden. There were sand
yes,
pits
I think it
right
was.
Through
I
right
think
through
it was.
That area.
I think it was. Yes.
But Peter Thompson.
Peter Thompson designed.
Yeah, there you are. The late Peter Thompson. And it's a very nice complex, and that's it. And it's exclusively for the
Crown.
At the behest of the Crown Entertainment Complex to give as a added bonus to coming to the casino to stay and maybe have a bet if you wished. And plenty of people go down there on behalf of the Crown to play golf, but you have to be invited. It's exclusive because it's private.
Mm. And it's a difficult course.
Yes, I think that's the second time, if third
well,
time
I'm
you've
trying
asked
to
that.
Draw you. You
well, it's
sat
a,
on the
it's
fence.
A
sat
difficult.
On the fence.
Yes, I've the very few times I've been allowed to play. I find it difficult. Yes, but yes, I do. It has one of the. No, that's what I won't be speaking any more about the capital because we shouldn't speak about private people's property. Only if it's accessible to the public, and this is not.
Well,
so
it's just a follow on from what you were talking about at Donald Trump golf courses, how
yes.
they're rated in the Golfers Digest.
Well, they're rated.
And we have one here in Australia, and it's right on our doorstep.
Not a Donald Trump course.
No.
My point was, fancy a bloke inserting himself into the conversation by saying, because he doesn't like Trump, they shouldn't play on any of his courses. What a scab. What a little piece of bacteria that person is, whoever
well,
it is.
You don't have to be so.
Ah, fair dinkum. Stop pulling your dick and pretending you're relevant. Oh, seriously. Fucking hell. That annoyed me. That really did annoy me more than anything. Anyhow, so now sports. So we did the tennis. We said it is a joke that it's going on. The Olympic Games, 85% of the Japanese population don't wish the Olympics to be held in June or July in Japan because of the COVID. The Grand Prix, we've taken from being the first event here. to the last event because we're shit scared that if we don't run it, we'll lose it as well. We are not confident with who we are out here.
Oh, I've said,
and
I said that weeks
in
ago.
People in droves Australians come to this country because they love it.
We have an inferiority complex. We always ask visitors to this country, what do you think of Australia? We are the lucky country.
It's a bit of a Dorothy Dixer question. I don't think they mean it.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah, they get off a plane. So what do you think of Australia? I haven't had a chance to look yet.
Oh, so when you go overseas, the people, as soon as you get off the plane, what do you think of America?
Well, they're not going to ask me because no one cares what I think. But when a celebrity gets here, we ask them. Don't look at me like that.
I've got the AFL written here and I thought, oh, that's sport, but it's not really sport. It was about Ben Robert Smith who...
could have been a ruckman, that man.
He's a very tall man, isn't he? With a
is that all you need to be to be a ruckman?
Tall? Yeah,
he runs Channel 7, doesn't he?
He was tall for his era.
That's all you needed to be, though? Didn't need to be able to play or coordinate or anything?
Oh, but it did help if you were tall.
If you had a good technique, it didn't matter.
Well, you had brilliant technique. You were the best. You had the best technique. You've got it was poetry in motion, Rod, when he played.
Thanks. Correct.
Poetry in motion.
Quite correct.
Jumped a mile too early.
Correct.
Poetry in motion.
That's
floated across half back where correct. There was no opposition and they'd kick the ball in long and he'd take these marks and go back.
Because I could mark.
Chip.
You couldn't mark a beach ball.
And your top kicks would like Sam, 9 iron
you
shots.
You could not have a shot.
Return the compliment. How is Don?
Don what?
How is a ruckman? You've just complimented him.
Yep.
How was Don as a ruckman? Don
was I complimented him.
Yeah, you just told us he was poetry in motion.
I thought I was
demeaning me.
If you read into it a little bit, Rod.
No, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, Sam, how was Don? Read into it a little bit.
How was Don, Sam?
Across half back.
Will you shut up, as you would say?
Don was a warrior.
A warrior.
Don, you are a warrior. You're a tough man.
Oh, get him.
Oh, hang on, I haven't finished yet, mate. Don't get too comfortable with what I'm saying. You're a warrior, a tough man, an inspiration, a dogged competitor and a very fearsome competitor. You couldn't kick, you couldn't hand pass, you couldn't mark a beach ball over your head. You had no skills that we would perceive as the modern day skills, but you would be first or second selected in any side I would pick because of those other qualities. And that is a very fair snapshot of your football prowess and capabilities.
You know, I've deleted something from my
what do you think of that?
Gillam McLachlan. How?
Rod knows Gillam.
I was doing, there was an article
reasonably
a week
well.
Or so ago about him and what he's done with the AFL and I've lost it.
Oh, well,
and
thanks for bringing it up.
Thank you. I was going for it then.
So there we are.
This how is about social
that,
media.
How about that for a sporting topic?
Good
now,
one,
I was researching thing about Gillam McLachlan, and I tell you what I wanted to say, but got I can't it. Find it. Oh, go ahead.
Gill's Year of Reckoning. Review the storm that brews. It was in the Herald Sun about 2 weeks ago.
What did you say? What was that last bit that made no sense?
Gill's Year of Reckoning as review storm brew.
You know you're dyslexic, you know that, don't you?
I understand that, I have problems.
Well, could you read properly?
I have got problems. So
problems, I have a few.
Read that's it out. Story. So what is he reckoning? What has brewed?
I'm trying to bring it up, electronic media.
Oh, is the red light or the green light, orange light on?
You'll have to show me all that. Maybe it's my phone. It's
so
a bit old.
I have AFL written here, but it alerted my attention. I thought that's sport, but it had to do with Ben Robert Smith, who runs Channel 7 in Queensland.
No, he
doesn't.
He's the soldier.
Yeah, and he does.
Over
in
Afghanistan.
Yeah, but he does. He also runs Channel 7 in Brisbane now.
But what training would he have in the media?
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting what? Point. But
so no, go on, tell me.
He's now the boss of Channel 7 in Brisbane.
How did he get that gig?
I think Kerry Stokes appointed him.
Oh, because he is a Western Australian. So but he's in a little bit of trouble, isn't he, with the war crimes investigation?
So he's under investigation.
What's that got to do with sport?
Well, I'll tell you, Don. I'm about to tell you. So he's under. He's under investigation for
war crimes.
Wouldn't you think? And he's going out with a staffer.
Someone that he met when she was staff. She's not staff anymore.
Hang on, a Channel 7 or in
so
the army.
So similar to Hugh Marks, who's no
longer. Yes, Similar she's no to longer. Marks and similar to the people, this is how the AFL connection, very tenuous as it is, comes in. And the AFL people, those two people had to leave the job because
but there were other staffers that have married and met one another at the AFL.
So here's the hypocrisy.
But that's not their business, is it?
Whose business?
The AFL's. No. The married bit, the married
but
bit.
But he's starting to cast aspersions upon Ben Robert Smith for meeting a staffer.
Let me finish. That wouldn't you think if he is under investigation, he might be suspended and he was going out with someone who he used to work with. But other people have been suspended. Hugh Marks resigned and the other people were sacked. At the AFL because they were going out with people they'd met on the job. It's amazing that under investigation you wouldn't be suspended pending the outcome of the investigation, isn't it?
There was a guy, I read this the other day, there was a guy, a journo for Channel 7 that got caught with drugs
cocaine.
On him, okay, yeah, after the Christmas party and he's been suspended.
That's hardly in the same realm as anything else we're talking about, isn't it, Don? If you're charged with or they're
why
pending
would he
inquiries.
Be suspended? I don't understand. Why would he be suspended?
I'm not sure. I just read the statement.
For cocaine.
He's been suspended while they investigate it.
But yeah, because it's against the law, Don. Carrying marketable amounts of cocaine.
No, it wasn't marketable amounts of
I'm
cocaine.
I'm saying, for personal use, I don't think...
That's not marketable.
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I wouldn't think if he had a small amount of cocaine, would you be suspended for that? Maybe
he
would. Well, he has been. So we would think that if you're suspended for having a small amount of
cocaine. Has this got to do with sport?
Sort of, because.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
If you had a small amount of cocaine on you and you got suspended, you would think that if you're pending a war trial and running a station and going out with us, you probably would, same set of rules would apply. It's a bit like. The lass up in Queensland, in Hunter Valley, who's did the COVID bunk. What's her name?
Miranda Kerr.
It's a bit like her and the Indians going across the border at Moama. There seems to be one set of rules for some and one set for
another. Oh, I see.
Another.
I was wondering where we were going with that.
Well, you went down to Bullitt in the car, the 68 Fastback, when I spoke about
I
the Indians.
I wouldn't mind buying one of those.
If you got 100...
Sorry to everyone. This has been a mess this today. We've been all over the joint.
Well, we went too long. If you've got anything else to do with sport, do you think the Grand Prix, the Olympics and the tennis should go ahead until we hit this on the head? Of course it shouldn't.
Shouldn't, no.
Of course
but we said
shouldn't.
That weeks ago and they're just starting to get on the bandwagon now.
Are we ahead of the curve?
I think so.
Don, any final things that you'd like to speak about? There's plenty of things I didn't
no,
speak
I've
about.
No, I've got to go home now and shoe two horses. Do you want to come and help me? It's the worst job. What is the worst job that you do? That you're something...
Come
you
in
to
go
here.
And sort out some horses, horse?
I've come got to yeah, sort out a couple of horses.
Come
horse.
In here. This is the worst job I do.
It's well, why do you do it then? Why don't you relieve yourself of the pain of coming in here?
It's a very good question. I'm going to take that on advisement. The only other thing we didn't mention was that if you talk about intent, we were watching
Well,
can I ask you a question? Andrew Denton and interviewing a guest who, in a light-hearted fashion, tongue-in-cheek, tore gays, lesbians and Aboriginals, a new one, in a parody satirical thing that was showed on the ABC. I couldn't do it today, but Andrew laughed along with this man.
It was only 12 years ago.
Who I enjoy. And it is amazing that when people like, when someone gets a set on you, like angle in on us, for having a very legitimate conversation about the Winmar thing, that they don't actually cite that as the most racist, homophobic and sexual chat that you could have on a mainstream forum, which is the ABC, and people just turn a blind eye to it because it wasn't meant to be hurtful and it wasn't meant to be intended to be hurtful to those people. But nevertheless, there it is. If you want to have a look at it, have a look at Andrew Denton, chat to who is a bloody good entertainer, Kevin Bloody Wilson. Have a look at that and wonder what people jump up and down about us for.
If you're getting surgery, there's some chance some objects might get sewn up in your inside.
This is your Christmas present, giving again, another.
What's the most common item doctors leave inside people? Yes, Rodney.
Sponge?
No. Now, hang on. You've got to give us the options.
Well, he put up sponge. I answered his question. A, sponge. B, needles. C, tweezers. D, clamps.
Oh, sponges, of course.
Well done, boys.
Well, what? One more.
One more. Like hey, Roddy's in. He's firing. You reckon he never gets anything?
Can I ask you? Can I just?
Yeah, Rodney, Rod. Don, shut up, Johnny.
Don,
shut
no,
up.
No, Don. Here's the question: what is the most common thing that's left in someone after an operation? Would it be sponges, a Volkswagen, a block of flats, or a saucepan? I say, oh shit! I reckon no, I'm going sponges. What a stupid
which
fucking
of
question.
The following is true about married heterosexual couples? Which of the following is true?
Straight couples.
About married heterosexual couples. Oh, yeah. Okay, A.
Man, is he
they have more sex. B. They're genuinely happier.
Don, we're going to have
married
to send
men
you to a
live longer than single men, and married women live longer than single women. What is the answer, please?
I tell you what the answer is. We're going to have to send
married
you
men live longer than single men.
So you're asking.
Oh, so you've got to live for a long time.
I'm rooted.
Well, I'm buggered too.
Yeah.
Don, Johnny's going to live to 100.
Here's my decree.
Yeah, does it go up the amount of times you get married?
Here's
all right,
my.
Well, you feel keep going.
Does it go up?
Yeah.
So here's my decree, Don. We're going to send you to a speech therapist. This is next week. I'm going to book you into a speech therapist. You're finding it hard to string any words together, let alone ones that make sense. I think that's it for sport or anything else. Any final announcements, Don, seeing as we've done this for four
Rod
hours
shout,
today?
Rod, shout for lunch.
What are we going to eat for lunch? Just tell everyone, just may as well go on. What do you... I tell you how lunch goes. I go down there and we go to a venue and I say, Don, what would I like?
I don't know yet, haven't seen the menu.
I said, well, mate, they sell hamburgers. You know what they... You've been here several times.
Well, I don't know.
And so I order the food and I say, and I'll pay for Don because you don't carry... you only carry credit cards and we like to give cash. And Rocket comes here and we line up and I say, I'm paying for everyone. I said, yes, we're paying for the Rocket and I'm paying for me. And what about your friend? Well, he hasn't decided. Don, what are you eating?
Well, I don't know.
I said, well, shit, look, there it is in front of you.
Well, look, you leave it
and
to
then,
me.
Yeah, and then whatever you order, you get told, oh, what are you eating that shit for? And then he'll order.
Is this me speaking or him?
No, this is Don speaking.
Well, that wasn't a good impersonation.
And then Don will order a ridiculous sandwich. He'll have a smoothie. He'll
and
have
a
biscuit.
And a cake.
He'll have
a
cake.
Like a bit of sugar.
And then he says,
and then he'll
do you want
three
a coffee?
Coffees. Oh, mate.
It is a production. Your life, you're living with and working
Rod,
and being in your
Rod,
company is a...
The button.
Okay.
I'm open around the streets late at night.